This goes to Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Semmelbauer. It's S-E-M like Mary, E-L, B like boy, A-U-E-R. D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, middle initial D like David, Gillam, it's G like golf, I-L-L-A-M like Mary. Date of birth 9/17/1954. Dear Laura, this is a consultation for Mr. Gillam for elevated creatinine and urinary retention. He's also waiting for a referral to the local urologist after having a kidney ultrasound with post-ovoid bladder scan. And that was done 9/19/23. It showed normal-sized kidneys without hydronephrosis, and there was a 5.6-centimeter cyst in the left kidney, appearing simple. But he did have a post-void residual of 204 mLs, which is excessive. So the referral to the urologist is very important for management of enlarged prostate. The CAT scan that he had of his abdomen and pelvis without contrast was done August 9th of this year, and that did reveal a mildly enlarged prostate at 4.9 centimeters, otherwise unremarkable except for the left renal cyst. His only complaint today is some pain in the right mid-abdomen and flank area intermittently for about a week. He denies cloudy urine, not any visualized blood. There's no pain with urination. He has never had a kidney stone to his knowledge. He does have a long history of multiple sclerosis that was diagnosed when he was in his mid-20s. It caused him to be discharged from the military because of the multiple sclerosis. He currently is having a flare-up with the multiple sclerosis and is scheduled to have several infusions, hopefully to help with the flare. He did have a severe heart rhythm dysfunction with severe bradycardia as well as some episodes of asystole, and he has had a permanent pacemaker placed. The initial pacemaker got infected and caused sepsis, and that was in 2021, and it had to be replaced. It was on the left side, and the current pacemaker is on the right, and it's doing well, and there's no pain, redness, or edema around the site of insertion. he does stutter when he talks, and that's after he had a stroke recently. He reports a history of a very bad case of hemorrhagic bladder infection. It did not require hospitalization, and the symptoms resolved 2 or 3 days after starting antibiotics. And he's not had another episode of that since. He does complain also he gets swelling of hands and feet that's usually worse at the end of the day. And he has a history of high blood pressure for many years also. No current headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He has nocturia 2 to 3 times a night, no incontinence, and he does not believe that he empties the bladder fully. He does have muscle weakness and does ambulate with a cane. Past medical history, he's had the heart rhythm dysfunction requiring pacemaker placement, multiple sclerosis since mid-20s, hypertension for many years, gastroesophageal reflux disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, a left kidney cyst, a stroke, history of hemorrhagic cystitis and sepsis from an infected left-sided pacemaker. past surgical history. He's had a vasectomy, thumb fusion, anal fistula repair, a C5-7 cervical laminectomy in 2005. He had an EGD in 2021, and a left infected pacemaker was removed in 2022, and the current right pacemaker is replaced in 2022. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes, never has smoked cigarettes. He does not use alcohol, or occasionally uses it, but very rarely, and occasionally uses medical marijuana gummies. He does not smoke marijuana. He is married and retired, and the father of six grown children. Family history is significant for schizophrenia, Hodgkin's lymphoma, coronary artery disease, prostate cancer, heart attack, ovarian cancer, breast cancer, and diabetes. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to codeine. It causes hives. Medications, he takes Lyrica, 75 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily, amlodipine, 10 milligram daily, vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily, Flomax, 0.4 milligram 3 daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Vascepa, V-A-S-C-E-P-A, 1 gram twice a day, vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily, lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, Cymbalta, 20 milligram daily, AU, Be Like Boy, A-G-I-O, 14 milligram daily. Trazodone is 150 milligram daily at bedtime. Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily. E-M-P-A-G-L-I-F-L-O-Z-I-N, 10 milligram daily. Zyrtec, 10 milligram daily. Metformin is 500 milligram twice a day, and Lipitor, 40 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Also a multivitamin once a day. And he does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 70 inches, weight 234 pounds, pulse 90, and blood pressure 120 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, no lesions, no drainage, neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, the pacemaker is non-tender in the right upper chest area. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. He does have some mild right flank tenderness, but feels like that may be a muscle in spasm. Extremities, he has 1+ edema of ankles, none of the hands currently, and fetal pulses are 2+ bilaterally with brisk capillary refill. No unusual rashes or lesions are noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/21 of 23. Creatinine is 1.16, which is back to baseline, greater than 60 GFR. 9/11 of 23, creatinine had jumped to 1.39 with a GFR 55. Prior to that, 8/9 of 23, creatinine 1.33 with a GFR 58. May 22nd of this year, creatinine 1.2 with GFR 60. May 8th of this year, creatinine 1.2, GFR 60. He did have the kidney ultrasound that was previously described. And also he had an echocardiogram done 4/24 of 23 with an ejection fraction of 55. And mild mitral valve regurgitation was noted, otherwise normal. Assessment and plan. Urinary retention with preserved renal function, and history of elevated creatinine, currently in the normal range, and simple left kidney cyst. It may be worthwhile to consider starting finasteride, F like Frank, I, N like November, ASTERIDE, to add to the Flomax, and then maybe back down to 2 Flomax a day, which is usually the maximum dose that we should use of Flomax. That may be helpful until he can get in to see the local urologist for further evaluation and workup. We would like him to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.